Don't. send out a special request.
Thank you.
moment, Alan Shepard was now peculiarly, overwhelmingly alone as the slim white column that was the Redstone rocket began to rise from the flat pad in a sudden burst of flame, so slowly that the cylinder seemed almost to hang in the air. Majestic seemed to be the right word, awesome. As the sky appeared beneath the Redstone's tail, the roar of the engine rolled in across the sandy flatland that is Canaveral. The yellowish-orange beam of flame pointing back to the earth it was leaving looked like the glare of a locomotive headlight. Alan Shepard, after more than 4 hours of lying on his back in the form-fitting couch, streaked up into a cloud, and the Redstone Mercury was gone from our sight. Once airborne, astronaut Shepard was in constant voice communication with the ground, calling off such technical items as cabin pressure and temperatures, detecting, and sometimes controlling, the various functions of the capsule. Here's the way some of that space-to-ground radio conversation went.
Cabin pressure holding at 5.5. Cabin holding at 5.5.
5 days. Everything looks A-okay here.
Oh, yeah. Yes, people. Thank you.